And speaking of the congressman, yesterday, up on the Hill.
Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Secretary Sebelius, for being here. Here's my letter. This is the letter that my family got canceling our insurance. We chose to have our own private policy back in Colorado so we could be in the same boat as every one of my constituents. And yet my insurance policy has been canceled. The White House website says, if you like your health plan you have, you can keep it. Did I hear it wrong?
Again, sir, I don't know how long you've had your policy or...
Why aren't you losing your insurance?
Pardon me?
Why aren't you losing your health insurance?
Because I'm part of the federal employees...
Why aren't you in the exchange? You're in charge of this law, correct? Why aren't you in the exchange?
Because I'm part of the federal employee health...
Why aren't you in the exchange? Why won't you...
And it goes on for another 2 minutes. What was that smell yesterday? It smelled like grilling a secretary of Health and Human Services. And that's only grilled on one side. She goes before the Senate next time to get those nice grilling marks on her other side. With us on the line is the aforementioned Congressman Cory Gardner. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, and happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you very much. And thank you, by the way, for doing what is uncomfortable, but putting the secretary on the spot. By the way, Krista Kafer, I understand before we even get any further, you guys are old buddies in Washington, D.C., is that right?
That's exactly right. Krista, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good to see you on the radio here.
Well, I tell you, it's a pleasure to share the mic with Steve Kelly, and it's great to have you on. Really proud of the work you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Were you at all uncomfortable in how you were going at her? What was your mentality as you were doing your questioning of Kathleen Sebelius yesterday, Congressman?
You know, this entire episode has made me realize that when the president says something like, if you like your health care plan, you'll get to keep it, and when people who supported the health care bill go around saying, look, it's going to be a great thing, you're going to be able to keep the plan you have, that they had absolutely zero intention of holding true to their word. And now that it's actually costing millions of people around this country their health insurance, there is zero remorse whatsoever that government has decided what's best for families. When the president said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, apparently what he meant was, if I like your health care plan, if I, President Obama, like your health care plan, then you can keep it.
Precisely. So, do you think you accomplished what you set out to accomplish yesterday?
I think I certainly did, and I know other members of the committee did, and that is, number one, to find out that they still have absolutely no clue in terms of how to fix this website, this debacle of a website, but number two, that they have absolutely no willingness to really find out who is responsible. Is it the president? Kathleen Sebelius says she's responsible, but, you know, that's kind of like saying the manager of a store is going to blame the hourly clerk when they're not paying attention to the job that the hourly clerk is doing. Again, this is something where we have to get answers for the American people. And the answers that came out clearly yesterday was, number one, Kathleen Sebelius doesn't understand the law. Number two, it doesn't matter what they said before, they're not going to abide by their word.
Well, it seems to me that a couple $100 million later, I'm sure they're going to get this fixed. The question is, what happens to the 10 million people who are going to lose their health insurance? And then I assume at some point it's going to start affecting employer-based insurance as well. My question to you, Congressman, is kind of what's next? What scary thing will happen next to the American people?
Well, I think a couple of things people need to be aware of and to look at. Now, remember, part of the sign-up on the healthcare.gov and Colorado's exchange deals with people enrolling into Medicaid. Now, these could be newly eligible enrollees, people who are eligible for Medicaid because it was expanded, or they are pre-existing possible enrollees into Medicaid, meaning they qualified before now, but because of all the attention that the rollout is getting, that they've decided to go ahead and enroll this time for the first time ever. How many of those people are of the numbers that are being announced going through the exchanges? In Colorado, we know that 3,000 people roughly have bought insurance. 25,000 people have enrolled in Medicaid. Now, of those 25,000 people, some of them will be 100% paid for by the federal government, but some of them will be paid for significantly, at least half, by the state. We don't know those numbers yet, and that's going to be a big burden to cover.
So cost is a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Cost is a huge issue.
But at least once the site is fixed, we'll be able to easily find out how we're getting screwed.
Well, and if you listen to the testimony yesterday of Kathleen Sebelius, the website was described as full of errors, timeouts, frustrating, slow, isn't providing reliable data. That's hardly something that you would think just in a couple of months is going to be used by the IRS to impose a penalty for not abiding by a mandate that applies to every single individual in this country.
Not to mention at what price tag. And now it's gratifying to know, where is that cut? Listen to this one, Congressman.
We've recently added new management talent, additional technical expertise, and a new general contractor to identify, prioritize, and manage fixes across the system in two broad categories.
Well, thank goodness. Congressman Cory Gardner is our guest. Now we're hiring at least the right people after 3.5 years, correct?
Well, last week we had the four contractors before the committee when we were informed that President Obama had finally brought on the best and the brightest to fix the website. When I asked some of the contractors who the best and the brightest were, they had no idea who they were talking about. In fact, the gentleman from QSSI said, not only did he not know who the best and the brightest were, but he was unfamiliar with the situation. The very next day, those people that Kathleen Sebelius is talking about, he was the one, his company, chosen to be the best and the brightest to fix it.
That's hilarious. Now, are you surprised that the administration is sort of doubling down? I mean, they've made terrible mistakes. They have foisted a monstrosity upon the American people. But it seems to me that they're not backing down.
They're not backing down, and the president knows that this is his only chance to really save this bill, to keep it in place so that he can achieve further and further government encroachment into health care. And if you look at what they are saying, though, Democrats on both sides of the Capitol, House and Senate, are beginning to worry very much about what their votes are going to be used, how their votes are going to be used against them in 2014. People like Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, who now wants to introduce a bill that says if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. I find it interesting that she has to buck up the president's promise.
Listen, across the Capitol, how often do you interact with Senators Udall and Bennett? Because they are conspicuously quiet on this whole thing right now, even to the point of the extension that is being asked for.
Well, you know, it's we do as a delegation try to get together and meet regularly and talk about issues that are important to Colorado. We have not talked about this. I do recall reading in the paper, though, that they supported an extension of the enrollment time period. So even they are now saying that there's got to be something done. And Congressman Polis, who asked for a exemption for several of his communities in Summit County.
Right.
These are the same guys, though, that were very critical of Ted Cruz and the House members for wanting a delay. And now they want a delay. Interesting.
Well, they want to be right. And then the president has granted somewhat of a delay in terms of the enrollment. But really, in reality, the entire individual mandate needs to be delayed, just like it was delayed for big businesses. I mean, why is ExxonMobil getting exempt from Obamacare, the business mandate, when individuals are not?
That's right. And you even asked Kathleen Sebelius, thank you, on Coloradans' behalf, for the entire state of Colorado, or at least your district, for waivers.
I did. I asked for a waiver for the 4th Congressional District, yes.
Is our question on our website, Kelly & Company website on 710KNUS.com, is this Obama's Titanic moment? Answer that, if you would.
I think, is this his Titanic moment? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
I think that this is a moment where he has proven that he cannot and will not lead. He doesn't know, and again, it highlights a trend in this presidency. He didn't know that the Chancellor of Germany was being spied upon. He didn't know how bad this website was. He didn't know that there were warning signs in this. Time and time again, this president has gone before the American people and said, you know what, I'm sorry, I just didn't know how bad things were.
Yeah, the IRS scandal. Everything. He doesn't know
everything.
Anything.
And so you can't lead by rearranging the paragraphs in the same speech over and over, and that's all that he's done.
Would you mind taking a question from a caller?
You bet. No problem.
All right. John has called in, and he wants to be on with Congressman Cory Gardner. John, go ahead.
Congressman Gardner, do we have another opportunity in January? We missed the vote a month or so ago when we blinked and Obama got his way and basically took us all to the cleaners. We're now in a position that the public, even the legacy media, is talking about the problems with Obamacare. Benghazi is coming out, and we've got a president who we know draws red lines and then ignores them. So he certainly is willing to back down with some people. Can our House of Representatives use the power that the people have given them in order to not fund portions of the government and this time hold his feet to the fire?
Great question.
Are you willing to help us with that?
Great question. Go ahead.
Well, I have been willing to make sure that we defund and replace Obamacare, and that's I voted a number of times to do just that, and we voted a number of times to get the government open and to make sure that it was functioning, and the Senate and the President refused to do just that. But what we've got to do, not just wait till January, let's start work now, which we did by introduction of a bill on the House side that would allow people to keep their health insurance if they liked it. It would allow insurance companies to keep their health insurance plans in place for those individual policyholders. And then we continue to push things like the American Health Care Reform Act, a bill that was introduced by Congressman Tom Price, a doctor from Georgia, who's in Congress and understands healthcare policy probably better than most in Congress. And if we can replace this bill with ideas that will work to bring costs down, to bring quality up, then we will have achieved something for the American public. I don't think we have to wait until January. I think we can do that now.
So John is suggesting, and I agree, it seems like the momentum is on your side now. Strike while the iron's hot. Is that what you're saying, John?
It is, and if you can accomplish things between now and January, that's great. But it seems that the big stick that our House of Representatives has is that they are the ones who have to provide the funding.
Will we see
and
another?
If you need to use that big stick, if you have not accomplished what you need to in January, are you willing to use the big stick and use it to the end this time?
Thank you, John. Go ahead, Corey.
Well, again, I don't think threatening with the debt limit is a good idea. I think that's proven to not work. The first 16 days of October, we saw that the Obama debacle unroll, the Obamacare debacle unrolling, unfolding between our very eyes. Watch that happen in front of our very own eyes, and it didn't get the attention that it deserved because there was this issue of a debt limit that we simply cannot cross. And so I think we use this time now to pass legislation to delay the implementation, delay the individual mandate of Obamacare, to defund it. You bet we should. But I don't think threatening a default with it is a good idea.
All right, we're out of time. Was there any question that you would have wished you had more time to ask before we let you go?
Now, I tell you, are you talking to me? To Kathleen Sebelius, there were a number of other questions that I had for Sebelius. I think I would have liked to have drilled down into the privacy concerns a little bit more. That's something that hasn't gotten quite as much attention as it should.
Mike Rogers did a pretty good job on that from Michigan, though, as well. So
he did a really good job.
The good questions were asked. I think it really accomplished quite a bit just to see exactly the attitude and the response from Kathleen Sebelius. Now we'll see how harsh they'll be in the Senate, on the Senate side. I guess November 6th, I guess she's going to be up again. But Congressman Corey.
Well, it sounds like Darrell Issa subpoenaed her as well to testify before his committee.
Oh, that's right. Oversight. So
yes.
That should be exciting. Get the chips and dip ready.
And the martinis.
Congressman Gardner, thank you for coming on.
Take care. Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Take care. All right. We'll be back. Kelly and Company on 710 KNUS. Bring on the martinis.
Hi.